With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It will be a bitterly cold caucus day in Iowa tomorrow.
As Iowa kicks off the presidential nominating season, caucus goers better bundle up.
We have a high temperature of 1 degree on Monday.
Chad Hahn is with the National Weather Service.
So with fresh snowpack, we're expecting those actually may be on the high side, so we may not warm above 0 degrees.
But Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman isn't worried. He says Iowa is the heartland, and he's still expecting strong voter turnout.
Although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attendance.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
And it's not just Iowa. Most of the country remaining in the grips of a major blast, sending record low temps even to parts of the deep south. Weather Service says upstate New York could see nearly 2 feet of snow, while in the south, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, bracing for up to 8 inches of snow. Also, at srnnews.com, Pyongyang at it once again.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea launched an unidentified ballistic missile off the North's east coast, but South Korea gave no further details on how far the weapon flew. The missile launch comes days after North Korea fired a barrage of artillery shells near the tense sea border with South Korea. This prompted the South to conduct similar firing exercises in the same area.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The Israeli-Hamas war has quickly shattered a number of records when it comes to the history of conflicts in that region. It is the deadliest, the most destructive, and now the longest. The brutal Hamas attack on Israel October 7th, the single deadliest day in Israel's history. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization working on some transgender guidelines.
Critics say what the agency is really concocting is not so much guidelines as an action plan for promoting transgenderism in every country on Earth. CFAM reports that the committee working on the project for the WHO is chock full of radical LGBT activists who are concerned about efforts in some places to prevent children from undergoing sex change operations, amongst other things. The guidelines may be released sometime this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion forces in South Dakota say they will try to enshrine the procedure in the state constitution this year via referendum. South Dakota allows all abortions except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. Several states will consider abortion amendments in 2024. This is SRN News. Well, a group of lobster fishermen have sued fishing regulators. John Scott explains why.
The fishermen claim that new electronic monitoring requirements designed to protect rare whales are unconstitutional. The new rules went into effect December 15th and require fishermen with federal lobster fishing permits to install 24-hour electronic tracking devices on their boats. The Maine Department of Marine Resources has promoted the new rule as a way to collect better data that can benefit the fishery and help save the vanishing North Atlantic right whale. Five lobstermen who are members of the Lobster Fishing Union filed a lawsuit in federal court. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in an Oklahoma City suburb still looking into a series of earthquakes. Earlier in the weekend, U.S. Geological Survey reports the magnitudes of two of the quakes in the suburb of Edmond were 4.1 and 4.3. More details at srnnews.com.